Good morning, everybody, or rather good afternoon, wherever you are. We're going to start the session. We are recording. We got anybody on the call? And would you like to say who you are? Right.
We have Charles in the AC room.
Charles is in the AC room. Welcome, Charles. Do we have anybody else? Charles, I should bid you welcome and say let's first start off with a roll call of people in this room will identify themselves.
Cheryl Langdon Orr, ISOC-AU.
Keith Davidson, Internet NZ.
Hong Shi, Chinese Domain Name Users Alliance.
Gisela Gruber, ICANN staff.
Holly Raish, Vice Chair of AP Rano.
And Heidi Ulrich, ICANN staff.
Next is, I trust everyone has the agenda in front of them. Could we just have a review of the action items? Wait a minute. We're working through what was a very quick transition from a fairly large ALAC meeting to a fairly small AP Rallo meeting, and we are expecting two more people. When I checked, there were no action items.
That's from the last meeting, the first 31st.
Okay. AGIF? That's just a comment.
Yeah, so these are the last ones from the last meeting, because the last meeting of AP Rally Room.
Okay. Action items that are being held over from the 31st of January. Staff to send a doodle to a AP Rallo leadership
has been completed.
AP Rallo to look at the response of the Who Is review and give feedback. When I report back on today's ALAC meeting, we'll know where that's up to, which is it's finished. Holly to email a quick summary about what she has seen and liked. What was this about? I think that was in relation to Who Is, and that's most certainly been done. Staff to check with other Rallos to see how they deal with individual members and see how they can take forward. Was that in relation to what was discussed today? Cheryl, do you want to update?
I'm not sure. Cheryl Langdon Orr for the transcript record. I just wanted to wait till the gong stopped sounding from behind me. I like an entry, but I don't normally come into the conversation with a gong. Holly, I think we can probably take this off our particular book, in as much as I gather, I trust, the Secretariat's meeting did what the ALAC expected them to do, which was to partition that piece of work where it belongs back with the metrics subgroup. So it'll be your regional representatives in that will now take that load.
Okay. Charles, to give update about his meeting in regards to outreach in the Middle East. Now, Charles, we don't have you on the phone. Do you want to put that in the chat room, or is that makes more sense if we actually talk about that at the next meeting? I think that makes more sense. Now, wait a minute. Can we read the chat?
Can you read the chat?
We're just trying to connect Charles.
At the next meeting, because it's probably at the next meeting.
Okay. Excuse me. Holly's sneezing. Finally, staff said the proposed at-large objection procedure for the new GTLD we sent out. That has been done, and in fact, another item that was passed at the ALAC meeting today we'll say that that not, that comment, sorry, that action item is complete, as well as the whole issue is complete. Now, next item on the agenda.
ICANN policy issues.
Madam Chairman, may I raise a point of order, please?
Would I ever let Cheryl not raise a point of order?
I just wanted to make very certain that the record showed that the meeting that is transpiring here is merely an informational one, as we are not quorate, and therefore no votes, including the passing of minutes, will need to be taken or ratified at this meeting. So I think it's very important that we realise what we are doing is sharing information, which we need to do, I'll hasten to add.
Yes.
But we must not trip ourselves up and act in a non-quorate manner. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Now, information sharing and policy issues. I think the first thing to update is what is outstanding and what has been passed. There are still a couple of issues open for public comment that we may want to have a look at. One was the draft advice letter on consumer trust. That is a working group that I've been involved in and Cheryl's been involved in as much as many others. I wasn't at that today's session, but comments close on 17 April, so we might have a look at that. In fact, we can liaise on chat or email about where that's up to. Charles is here. Good. I didn't see anything else on the policy list. Yeah, I've had a look. The one that everyone was interested in was the who is. That is closing for comment today. On the 18th. What was passed unanimously today at the ALAC meeting was Carlton Samuels has drafted an ALAC statement covering a number of issues that were raised by various people. Cheryl, you have hand up. So, in fact, ALAC has already drafted and passed our submission on that issue. So, from an ALAC standpoint, that's done. Now, going down as to what else is still open. Yeah, okay. There is an initial report on universal acceptance of IDNs. Now, Hong, is this something that we should be talking about?
Thank you, Chair. Madam. Yes, there is something quite important for a large community. This morning, there was an IDN variance VIP project meeting. And I guess many at large structure raised critical and the seriousness of the variance integrity report. It seems that it's kind of deviate from the path of bottom-up. There used to be six community groups. They compose their own report. They submit their will on variance solutions for TLDs. But the integrated report just ignored this community bottom-up. And so it strongly protested at the morning session. And as a result, the VIP integrated report commentary period was postponed, extended for, I guess, next 21 days. IDN working group is going to have an immediate meeting, urgent meeting tomorrow morning. To research this situation, and we should submit our comments absolutely because it's so critical for the IDN community involved variants, especially the large group in Asia.
Thank you, Hong. What would you like us to do? Would you like us to...
Sherry's right.
Would you like an ALAC statement or something that would support what's going on?
Oh, thank you. I guess we should go through the bottom-up process, working group first, and then the working group to submit the draft to ALAC for approval, and then you submit to ICANN, I guess, as procedure. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Cheryl, for the transcript record, that was in fact the reason I was raising my hand. I think we needed to note that the 21-day extension was going to come in. I know that I am slightly less passionate on some of these issues than other parties in the IDN workgroup, but one thing I would like to see us try and do, if I may suggest, is look at the projects and the budget planning that has been put together. And I actually believe the projects are all good. I just don't think they're in the right order. I think some of it is topsy-turvy. They're all worthy of doing, and they will all help us get to the nub of what we may be able to do about these matters in variance. But I don't believe the order is in our community's best interests. Our community, the Asia Pacific community's best interests. And I think there might be an opportunity to ensure, Hong, that we also try and get that as part of what comes out of the IDN. But I may not be able to be at that meeting, so if you could, Hong, remind them that that will be coming in from me as well. Thank you.
I think the action item there is we will wait to hear from you and be advised what next steps are you think appropriate for AP Rallo and ALAC.
Okay, I can surely report back to AP Rallo, but Edmond is the IDN liaison, also a member of ALAC. He can also report back.
Good, okay, thank you. The next one that's still open, the interim report on support significantly interested parties for CCLD delegation or re-delegation. Now, is this... I know there's some interest in Australia, so I... Ms. Langdonor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Cheryl Langdonor for the transcript record. Having spent 2 hours a fortnight of my life for some, must be 50, 60 weeks now on these matters, I would like to strongly encourage you to not say a damn thing, and the Australian Government has assured me at this stage they will not be either. Therefore, what we need to recognise is these are a group of chapters that are coming out, all right? We don't need to go into a comment, reply, comment just for the sake of someone saying, hail fellow, well met. I hope you don't mind me jumping in here. So, to that end, what I would suggest we do is look chapter by chapter as we have. I believe the only minor concern that the government had raised with me is one they're willing to let slide, and that's not a problem. And, of course, GAC can pop in at the point of the process where they have to give their agreement. But I would like to toss to Keith now, because the GAC has assured the CCNSO of something that we need to be aware of.
Okay. Look, I'll change hats, and my name's Keith Davidson, and I'm the chair of the FOI working group, and I was the chair of the delegations, re-delegations working group, and the process that we're following is we have six chapters essentially of work. The first chapter was the consent topic, which has been concluded essentially at this meeting. We received, we expect to hear the GAC in its communique on Friday verify their interim endorsement of our final, our first chapter on consent. We received the final approval from the CCNSO Council today. And in our joint CCNSO board meeting yesterday, the ICANN board indicated that it would accept an interim report that has been approved by the CCNSO and GAC as being a report on which they will act, rather than waiting for the individual chapters to be concluded and then looking at the issue in total at the end of the process. So we're really quite pleased about that. And echoing Cheryl's comments, we don't want any messages of thanks for the work and stuff. But we much prefer the active participation of our SO and AC liaisons actually in the working group, rolling up their sleeves and slugging it out with the rest of us. It's the appropriate place and means to do it, and I have little doubt that Cheryl often reflects what is happening within our working group to you, and she's certainly not backward at coming forward to push a very solid at-large view in front of us.
I think I share your confidence in that.
If I may, Cheryl Langdon, for the transcript record. Keith, I think what's important perhaps for AP Rallo, because what we're trying to do is get ahead of the curve here. If you could let them know where we're up to on revocation, etc., because that's what's going to come at them next, the next chapter out. If we can just give them a little time course, because everyone else seems to know where what's happening next with the chapters, and this way they can think about it and get information to me rather than retrospectively.
Yeah, well, Chapter 2 is essentially finished in terms of the drafting of the report. It's on the topic of significantly interested parties. It's currently open for public consultation, and the closing date is, I think, the 30th of March or within a day or two of that. The next topic is the topic of revocation. RFC 1591 refers to this concept of revoking a delegation, and where a CCTLD manager might have substantially misbehaved, IANA might step in, and that might involve the revocation. So without any further detail in the policy document, we're charged with finding some colour and depth to what those terms might mean and so on. So they are aspects that you should be interested in, and we don't even have a draft paper at this stage. We're still struggling with this within the working group, but before Prague we probably will have a workable draft, and this is a topic that you most likely will be...
Absolutely. What's on here is simply an interim report that comments are due 30 March. Well, we'll say nothing.
That's the significantly interested parties, unless you feel there's something you should say.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And then we have one other aspect of unconsented redelegations, which is the other big issue, and this is what the roles of governments can and can't be in the sovereign status of CCTLDs. So that's another one that you'll undoubtedly have some strong opinions on. And then the next two chapters are the winding up processes. One will be a terminology glossary document so that we see IANA using consistent language. And then finally, there'll be a set of recommendations about procedural implications for IANA to follow in the future.
That's a bit of a watching brief, and I think there's no more than that. In terms of conflicts of interest, which is IANA board conflicts of interest, I should report back that what we have just done in the ALAC was to agree that we would write a letter to GAC and propose a joint sort of study something to say that what we would like is an outcome that is joint on the issue. I don't think we need to go too much further than that. It was a proposal by Jean-Jacques, and that the first step of that was passed today, this afternoon, and there will be a letter that has been approved that will go to the GAC. So we're sort of already addressing that issue in that way at this stage. Global... closes the 2nd of April. I think at the moment we realise GAC is probably tied up, we're tied up, but we have a little bit of time. Cheryl?
Thank you, Holly. Cheryl, for the transcript record. I think what AP Rala needs to realise that this is going to be definitely an AC-AC issue. The only way this is going to have any influence at all is if a joint letter, and it will be a second or third joint letter, GAC and ALAC have recently been doing joint letters, a joint letter co-signed by Heather and by Olivia goes as advice. So we're sort of, you know, not required.
At this stage, that's not an issue for us because it's already being dealt with now. Global policy proposal on recovered IPv4 address space. I don't think it's not an issue that we as AP Rallo have been involved in. Certainly ISOC's been involved in it deeply, but I don't think it's not an issue for us, is it? I don't think it is.
If I may, Holly, if it was an issue for us, then it would be more particularly managed through the new technologies, which is inclusive of IPv6 work group. So, and Olivia is passionate about that. So if ALAC is going to do anything, ALAC will be doing it.
The final thing, draft advice letter on consumer trust, consumer choice and competition. Comments are due 17 April. I think this is a possibility for an issue for us. I've been on the working group. Cheryl has been on the working group. I didn't attend today. I was sort of in another meeting. Cheryl, you had your hand up.
Okay. All right. Cheryl again for the transcript record. I think what is going to happen, even as a result, remember what we were planning on doing from a work group point of view. We have always been going to establish that input from today's workshop was, in our view, equal to commentary. So we have had significant input from today's workshop, and we've already had input into the public comments. Therefore, we will be doing a reply comment round, right? Unless there is something glaringly missing in the view of AP Rallo's ALSs in what we have got out for public comment, then I don't think we need to worry about the human bandwidth. But what I would encourage us to do is to get copy of the presentation and the transcript from today's workshop and make sure that goes out. Well, we can attach it to the wiki that's associated with the CCI, right? And herd our ALSs to that to review, because it may be that much of what they might want to say has been said today, and a me too, I agree with that comment, doesn't add to it, if to steal Keith's language, if it adds some depth and colour, then we want to hear about it. But because we've had that workshop, I'd like to get the transcript out. But I can assure you there'll be another 21 days happening on the reply comment now. It's already instigated. Thank you.
Okay, that's something that sounds like it's in hand. I'd like to first note that Edmund and Shivas and Renalia have joined, which must mean the ALAC meeting is over. That's the end of the outstanding policy issues as listed. Yes, we did. We just did. Where are we on the agenda? Next item?
Priorities for coming up.
Now, the next item is priorities for the coming months. There are a couple that clearly we've identified. We've the consumer trust. At some point, we've got the delegations, but that's down the track. I think we are now open for other suggestions, and there were some suggestions, and do people want to identify themselves just so people know what your voices sound like, so Charles can listen? We've got a full house now.
Selenia Tetamanikulamaro for the transcript.
Siranush Vardanyan from Armenia, NOMCOM representative from AP Rallo.
And Charles has raised his hand.
Yes, I am. I'm hearing you, all of you, loud and clear here. Very good connection. I just want to say how sorry I am that I'm not with you in Costa Rica. I hope all the week has been going on well. And Yeah. Thanks so much, Mohali, for covering, and I'm here, and please go on with the meeting. I'm still trying to wake up 7 a.m. here in the morning. So thank you.
Thank you, Charles. And Will, are you on the phone as well, or just on chat?
Pavan here as well from Hong Kong.
Excellent. God, this is a terrific. This is a terrific roll-up.
Let me introduce myself. I am from Armenia. We are newest, I think, member of APRALO. Thank you very much.
Rinalia Abdurrahim, ALAC.
Siva Subramanian Muthuswami, ISOC India Chennai, APRALO.
Edmund Chung, ISOC Hong Kong, and on the ALAC as well.
Thank you, everybody. Now, are there items that we should be talking about in priorities for the coming month? And what I plan to do, by the way, in other business is I've been at heaps of meetings, as has everybody else around here. There are some issues that have come out of those things. So I suppose everybody, if you want to put your hands up, what do you see as the issues for the next couple of months for AP Rallo and Sala? Already has her hand up.
Thank you, Holly. Sala, for the record, I'd just like to insert something to today's agenda, which would be outreach. I'll expand on it later.
Cheryl has pointed out that we are so enwrapped with each other's presence that we're all dying to get in the bus to go to the festival tonight. We won't worry about that. I think another item is really going to come from IDN's Hong. You're certainly on the list. Is there anything else that we should know about?
I think another thing that could be prioritized is objection procedural and its implementation.
Now, today, what we did pass was the objections document. So that is another issue that was passed through today. Maybe I should go through what we did in ALAC, and that may identify some issues that have been closed. We passed the Who Is submission that was drafted by Carlton. We passed the objections document that was drafted. We informally approved of the Future Challenges Working Group, not formally, but informally. It was a kind of a tacit go for it, Evan type thing. JJ, I think I've already talked about the conflicts of interest. Just, and the rest of you were there, so I don't have to fill you in on that one. There was a very short briefing on ICANN Finance. Right.
Charles did have his hand up, so we need to remember that.
Thank you. Another issue that came up was the objection that has been raised in relation to the reservation of the Red Cross and IOC names. That statement that was drafted has been passed. And finally, there was, as I left, a briefing on the events that have been held here. So that's a brief update of what's happened in ALAC. Now, Charles had his hand up. Any other hands up that I'm not seeing?
Yes, Holly. I just want to update that we had a quick meeting, I believe, on the 1st of March between myself, Olivier, and Cheryl about the so-called working smarter, not working smarter, not harder. And I think some of the things that we have come up with as action items there, and I want to repeat in this meeting, is that we should be coming up with an inventory and current state of affair of all the working groups and the other groups that need to be populated with AP Rallo representatives. And also, Cheryl and others are going to help us recommend people in the other ALSs, all the ALSs around in AP, and also possibly also other people that we can draw from recent fellowship participation from AP to get hopefully a big number of people that we can help mentor or bring them into various working groups and get them into the process. This is actually part of outreach as well. So I just want to mention that here and sort of also remind the other folks that please help us with the inventory of the working groups and recommendations of people who can be introduced into the process. Thank you.
Thank you, Charles. Sherilyn?
Thank you, Holly. Cheryl, for the transcript record. Just picking up on a couple of those points, but I was going to, that's why I was having my hand up anyway on the points I'm raising. Particularly in the near future, because that's what we're trying to do with this agenda item, we need now to be establishing who is going to be formally regional representatives in the rules of procedure review, which is inclusive of the metrics work. Okay, so we actually need, there'll be open work groups, so people can join, but there is a core set of regional representation required. I've suggested a minimum of two. I'd like to have at least two from each, so I'm saying I, because I am chairing that particular activity, two from each region. I'd be happy for three or four, but AP RALO needs to designate these two are our representatives. All voices are welcome, but this work is going to have to go extremely fast. We are not going to come back and re-educate people when they do or don't come in for 3 or 4 weeks. So we really need to be open door, fantastic, but have a core of committed individuals. At this stage, just so we know before people want to put their hands up, I would predict we will be meeting effectively weekly, but it will probably be a fortnightly commitment depending on if you are in the rules of procedure only or the metrics only, right? There will be a number of people who, by definition, and that's particularly the ALAC people, and obviously me, have to be in both those subcommittees. But the part that is essential for RALO, rational, real, regular, RALO, recognised representation, is that enough onomatopoeia for a time of day like this, is in the metrics. We have to have consistency in the metrics. And for that, they have to have the regional imprimatur because it's going to affect our rules of procedure. So that is essential that we get done, and I would love to have those names, if not by the end of this week, no later than the beginning of next.
Now, am I right in saying this is Consumer Trust, right?
No.
This is
the ALAC Rules of Procedure Review and the Metrics Subgroup.
Ah.
It's huge amount of work.
Yes.
Huge amount of work.
Do I see any hands? Sala has put her hand up very bravely. Everybody else is hiding under the table. Could I suggest that we circulate the minutes? I think what we need to do is let people think about those terms of reference, circulate something that says, this is what we're going to do, this is a time frame, and this is what we ask of people. Now, Cheryl, what do you propose?
Look, Cheryl, for the transcript record, we've managed as AP RALO to entrust to our regional reps to the ALAC to carry our response before quite well. So I think one of those seats can be occupied by Sala. But in the metrics work group, I honestly think it needs to be a executive or leadership position out of AP RALO. So you and Edmund and Pavan have to work out short straws because it's the nuts and bolts of right down to ALS requirements. It's hugely important. Now, I mean, Sala can carry one of the AP RALO hats as well as her ALAC one. That's not a problem. But we must have a experienced regional leadership voice in on that. I'll hasten to add, I may bring some of that to the table. But as you know, when I chair, I chair. And I'd feel a lot better if our region wasn't effectively working with less representation than more. That said, there will be a call for interest, which is going out, I believe, yesterday. Pigs might fly. It'll happen, hopefully, as soon as possible, won't it, Heidi? And to that extent, that will be... We may just get people, you know, generally from the region, and that's fine. They're more than welcome. But it's that official input that I'm after. And if we get more, happy.
Sorry, just a quick comment. Sala again for the record. I'm not volunteering to sit on the two seats, but I'm volunteering to certainly be involved in the drafting.
I didn't think you were going to sit in two seats, mate.
Sorry, those two seats.
That's what I thought. Okay. Well, look, when the call comes out, what we'll do is, I think, Evan.
Oh, sorry, Holly, just to finish. Sorry.
I have maybe because I'm a beginner. So, can you describe what you mean when you say regions?
What we always say with regions is basically the five regions.
Sorry, if I could comment. I had actually volunteered long before this on the wiki. Yes.
I think, Heidi, the call is going out when?
Cheryl, for the transcript record, I've just been assured by Heidi that if Cheryl had read her email in the last hour or so, she would have found a draft to approve. It's the whole day. Okay, well, I've only got 150 left to go through. I did have a lot more, and I've had about 2 hours of FaceTime with the laptop today because I've been chairing more than not. I've already said to Heidi, just let it go. I mean, if Heidi's happy, that's fine. She's worked tooth and nail through all of this anyway, so it'll be going out today.
Thank you, Cheryl, and I'm sure that there will be people in executive positions putting their hand up. Are there any other items that we should be aware of that we should be looking at in the next couple of months?
Very quickly, in relation to the request to put something on the agenda earlier on in relation to outreach, Rinalia and I were at the ASO meeting today, and just for the sake of our new members, the ASO is sort of like the NRO, combination of all the RIRs, like RIPE, NCC, APNIC, EFRINIC, LACNIC. Anyway, the good news is we sort of tabled to them, we said pending discussions with the ALAC, we sort of tabled to them the idea of ALAC liaisons, or not ALAC liaisons, but RALO liaisons into the RIRs. And what was expressed by the chair was a very big yes. Having said that, that was the expression of the chair, but we have yet to hear from LACNIC and whatnot. But in relation to our region, the good news is Paul Wilson emailed immediately after, and he welcomes a discussion. Discussions in this matter, so it's, we'll be looking at things like outreach, capacity building, but quite aside from that, more specifically in terms of policy immersion from our region into their policy processes as a RALO.
Seems to me there's a follow-up action item there, discussion with Paul as to what is meant and what I think we ought to have a conversation amongst ourselves as to what we want before we come to Paul and have an understanding of what outreach means.
Sure. And just to... After...
Also to add to that, is that Louis Lee made the commitment or the openness to the possibility of co-hosting RALO meetings. And this, to me, means the possibility of financing solution for the General Assemblies. So we should pursue this.
I think that may be something that we should actually talk about offline and say follow up in terms of what we're looking for, what it is we want in terms of finance, and shoot
us
next.
Can I make a correction, sorry? Pardon me, Holly. This was actually discussed for APRALO meetings ago when I initially publish the proposal to the at-large community. I had developed that paper from the Aprala region, and there was a call for comments from within our community. And one of the things that was discussed was the possibility of partnering with the RIRs. And it was endorsed at our Aprala meeting, just to remind you. And quite aside from that, just along the lines of outreach, one of the things I'd also like to report on is that Rinalia very kindly negotiated a one-hour capacity building session, which got us to discussing this with the larger at-large community, and I think it went quite well. So thank you, Rinalia.
Okay, I have always felt that the RALOs should work very closely with the with APNIC, our RALO, and other RALOs correspondingly. So what you've done is something really interesting, and I think AP RALO should follow up on that and work very closely with APNIC and encourage other RALOs to do the same.
Cheryl Langdonell for the Transcript Record. Look, this has been a work in progress for at least 3 years, to my knowledge, and we have support from specifically the leaders from the ASO community, including those on the board. So we've had directors of the board, and we've had Louis, with all good intentions, working with both me before and Olivia, including last year, to try and match all of the RALOs up with all of their RIRs. It is also part of the at-large improvements. There is no choice here. This is happening now because we've said to Louis, we've got to have this in bed by June. So that's why it's happening now. The sponsorship, and it's going to be wonderful. This is a whole wonderful possibility. The sponsorship, that's something that may be another financial year. It may be ad hoc in between, but we need to realise most organisations have already got their pots of money established at this point in time. But it is, I believe, inevitable in the benefit of our internet community in Asia Pacific that these sorts of things will happen, and I would also suggest that CCT's operators may also find themselves somehow entrapped in that in the future as well. But that really needs to be not just a regional conversation with the RALOs. We need to realise that that affects the ALAC budget that is put in on behalf of the RALOs. Heidi said, oh, well, if we can get sponsorship, should we pull from this year's requests? And my response, let finance know, not pull. And my response is no. We keep all our irons in the fire until we know what's happening when. What would be very worthwhile to now get this engagement off the ground would be if we ask Louis. It may be that Olivier would want to organise this per region. I think that would be better, but let's leave that to them. But regardless whether it's a multi-regional, a hemispheric, or just a regional webinar, because we actually would need to get our rank and file ALS members up to speed on the structure of what is the NROs, what's the RIRs, what's the ASO, and how global policy is actually developed in numbers. And I think because what also can happen is then in that confidence, they can all, individual people out of all of our ALSs can join the lists. And that's where policies developed in this particular system. So if we can get that meshing right, it will be wonderful. I just think we're hastening. We need to still hasten carefully, not slowly, but carefully. There's been a push to make it happen now because from an ALAC point of view, something in this line has to happen now because our ALAC improvements state we have to establish clear relationships on policy development with all the ACs and the SOs. So the motivation's on both sides.
Thank you, Holly. Just for the expanding in terms of the outreach, our latest ALS member from Armenia is hosting a cyber... Hello? Sorry, Gregory. Yes. Anyway, our latest ALS member from Armenia is hosting a cybersecurity conference, and I would like to make a request to staff if they could make available to us AP RALO brochures if you have them. But if you don't, if there could be some arrangement to ship them to them. I'm not sure whether that's in the budget, and I'll just finish and then you can comment. The other request also is for AP RALO brochures to be made available as well to the Pacific lot, because we're about to have, we're planning something soon. And I'm not sure whether the Asian Pacific Regional Internet Governance Forum in Japan would also like to have those brochures, but I think it would be very handy to have a booth where all this is. Yes, I'll leave you.
Hi, this is Heidi, for the record. Thank you, Sala. It's a very, I think, important update on that. Just a couple of updates from staff. Depending on when these events are, yeah, absolutely, we're happy to send you these brochures. We do have the a revised and updated AP RALO brochure ready in English. We can have those printed and send those to you pretty quickly. Now, the Arabic ones and the simplified Chinese, there were some issues with translation, so we're still working on that. Apologies for that, that they're not ready yet. In terms of how you might wish to promote these events, other RALOs, in particular your RALO, they have a wiki page that has all of the upcoming regional events posted with their any URLs that might be useful. So you may wish to work with Sylvia, who unfortunately can't be here since she's in another regional meeting, another RALO meeting, but just contact her, and she will be happy to set up a regional outreach page for you.
Thanks, Shiva.
I want to say that not only on this conference, but my vision of our activity is that ISOC, I'm the vice president of vice chair of ISOC Armenia, and RALO, regional at large organizations, they look more or less similar. Their goals are same, as to involve as much internet users as it's possible. So I suggest my ideas, my idea is to, when we have ISOC event, we can announce that this event is also at large event. Yeah? Thank you.
That's an excellent idea. I mean, because in fact we represent the users, as does ISOC. So there's a lot of similarity in the sort of ALAC community, ALAC AP RALO community, and the ISOC community. Now, Shivas, you had your hand up.
Along the line of work in progress in our relationship with NRO, since you are the CCNSO liaison, is there anything done to reach out to the CCTLDs and connect the CCTLDs to the ALSs in every region?
Yes.
Please, sir.
And I'll tell you why. Because the metrics which we have discussed in other fora have established already where the linkages are. Sala has put together an extensive document which is on the wiki, which does the full analysis from the dashboards. The CCNSO is very aware of where it has members and where it doesn't, but what we're doing is not just doing it with the CCNSO, we're also doing it with the GAC. So there's some parallel things going on. So my answer, yes, was really deadly serious, yes. And to go into the detail would actually really take us into another couple of hours' worth of meeting. But the dashboards do need modification. That is being done. It's also part of the improvements program.
Thank you, Cheryl. Now, if there's any other business.
Make it quick. Very quickly, the first one is the dashboard. It's one thing for us to be telling the other RALOs that they need to update the dashboards, but I strongly, strongly urge the Secretariat to please assign somebody specifically to manage the dashboards. Just for your information, Dev and I are in the subcommittee that's putting together some of the indicators to sort of fix the dashboard. The second matter is you would have received on your email a request for comments. There's a proposal being tabled by an ALAC member in relation to a GAC and ALAC partnerships in relation to, yes, across a working group. And so I'd really like your feedback on the matter, not now, but for the future. And with that, I'll rest. Thank you.
What working group? I think, haven't we already mentioned it?
It's a joint study between GAC.
We've already mentioned that. We've mentioned that already. Thank you. Anything else? Keith.
Changing hats very quickly. I do represent CCTLD, and I'm also the vice chair of the CCNSO, so I can talk to you offline later. There are a couple of events that Internet NZ is working on currently. We had a meeting the other day of the Pacific neighbourhood while we were here to see if we could get an internet governance event going for the Pacific, and we have the PACNOG, the Pacific Network Operators Group, meeting in Fiji from the 2nd to the 7th of July, and we're looking to coordinate with our funding partners to bring together the PICISOC meeting to run simultaneously in Fiji at the same time and have a separate stream of internet governance-related issues, probably more, rather than any sort of full IGF, more a preparatory set of workshops with Diplo training and so on. That's quite a worthwhile thing. And Internet NZ is a core funder. We have about 10 partners who provide about $10,000 apiece, and the funds are primarily used for the logistics of the meetings and funding Pacific Island travel to attend. But the question always is, if you're aware of any other funders who have specific fellowship programs, please let me know. So that's a sort of a slight aside from Internet NZ's core, and they do it through a vehicle called PIP, the Pacific Internet Partnership, which I head for them. Then also in New Zealand, we have from 11th to 13th of July our Net Hui, which is essentially our in-country IGF for 2 days. And we have, again, some specific outreach components to encourage participation from civil society in all corners of New Zealand. So that's shaping to be quite an exciting event too.
Thank you, and I think I'd like to pick up on a point that Heidi raised, and that is maybe somewhere on the site we could have something that says these are the events in the Asia-Pacific region. So if you're travelling anywhere in the Asia-Pacific region, there's a list of events. I think that's maybe an agenda item for every AP RALO meeting. Now, I know everybody is desperate to get on the bus, so is there any frantic item other than Cheryl's hand up that must happen? Cheryl.
Thank you. I just wanted to pick up one tiny point, which is when you said on the 2 months out, and it is to do the outreach. I want to foreshadow the fact to AP RALO that we will also be making a call for membership for the outreach work group. Now, this is probably going to happen between your next meeting and the one after that. So I would rather like to get everybody thinking now, remembering that I've just stolen a whole lot of good talent into a really busy work group, who we're going to send to this outreach. And Sala, cannot actually do everything. She does have another voluntary life, which is also very demanding. So I think, you know, we can all share the load a little here, but we do need to think that we've got a couple of very important things. Now, obviously, Sala will be on the outreach one, but probably from an ALAC perspective. Yeah. We've got to feed AP Ralo talent into this, and you need to be warned. What we also need to start doing, and this is probably a web or wiki tool, we need to make sure we are pushing the opportunities to our ALS members. Notice I went out three layers there, won't you? To the actual members of the ALSs. Mm-hmm. What is happening with the work groups for policy development processes, drafting teams and study groups? Because what happens is it gets as far as the secretary of the ALS and it gets no further. So I think we might need to get some RSS feeds, some something people can subscribe to, some pull rather than push tough. And if we can do that, maybe between now and Prague, I think it'll show also make a big difference. Thank you.
Sorry, could I just want, this is Heidi for the record, one other point while you're packing your computers, we do, At Large does have a wiki page for outreach existing that includes all of the RALO brochures, the at-large brochures, a wonderful PowerPoint that was produced by the board director who was selected by the at-large community, an outreach video. So we have a lot of material that you can use for any outreach activities. Thank you.
Just for the record, if Grigory could just give the dates of the cybersecurity
conference. Yes, it will be 24 till 26th of May.
I think instead, could we have an action item on everyone? If they're aware of conferences, meetings, etc., in your area, please
send them to at-large staff.
Send them to at-large staff, and they can be put up so that we all know what's happening in our region.
They don't have anything to do.
She volunteered.
This is Heidi. So for the record, Sala can, will also be happy to receive those and then post them to the wiki. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Will and Charles, for attending the meeting. And we will meet in a month's time. Probably much more instead of face-to-face. We'll be back on the phone. Thank you.
And thank you to the tech staff. Thank you, gentlemen. And you can stop the recording now.
Thank you.